from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC News Update. Rachel Silverstein is reporting in the Times Union about high levels of COVID-19 in Albany, Rensselaer, Greene, and Columbia counties. Silverstein writes that New York is seeing high levels of the virus, and I quote, at a time when pandemic-era safety measures have all but disappeared, with masking gone by the wayside, mass vaccination sites closed, and some data tracking, such as cases in schools, eliminated, end quote. Albany County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen said wastewater surveillance also shows high levels of COVID-19, with the state's waste monitoring system showing high levels of the virus in 99% of counties. Whalen said, and I quote, we remain concerned about COVID-19 transmission, especially as we enter the viral respiratory season, and encourage all residents to ensure they are up to date with vaccine prevention for COVID-19, including the bivalent booster dose, which offers protection against the highly contagious Omicron variants, end quote. She added, and I quote, we also encourage flu vaccinations at this time of year, end quote. New York Department of Health spokesperson Monica Pomeroy said, and I quote, there continues to be a correlation between lack of vaccinations or boosters and negative health outcomes related to COVID-19, which is why the New York State Department of Health continues to encourage all eligible New Yorkers to get the latest bivalent booster or to complete their initial vaccine series as soon as possible, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper that the Hudson Housing Community Development and Planning Agency is offering the Hudson Housing Authority 3 land parcels for a possible redevelopment project. The Hudson Housing Authority is considering demolishing its existing buildings and rebuilding, which might require more land. Sarah Black, an administrative assistant for HCDPA, said they would sell the land to the Hudson Housing Authority at one half of its appraisal value. The 3 parcels of land are all near existing Hudson Housing Authority property. The redevelopment being discussed would not create new affordable housing in Hudson, but would upgrade existing housing. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Raymond Pignon reports in the Columbia paper that school district communication specialist Mackenzie Rigg announced on October 3rd that Ichabod Crane School District Superintendent Susan Guntlow is leaving at the end of the school year. Guntlow said in a statement, and I quote, this is one of the hardest decisions I have made in my life. I care deeply for all of our students and staff and the district as a whole. It is, however, time for a change, to seek more balance in my life, to start the next chapter, end quote. Guntlow became the Ichabod Crane Central School District's primary school principal in 2013, then became the district's principal of curriculum and instruction and professional development 4 years later. In 2019, she was appointed Ichabod Crane's assistant superintendent and became superintendent on July 1st, 2020. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education now begins a search for a new superintendent. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.